Not all of our minisodes need to be from listeners. In fact, places or lesser-known cases can sometimes take us to dark realms. Hello everyone and welcome back to this week's edition of Dark Realms. Now, we need to give a big thank you to our listener Rose for suggesting today's Dark Realm. And when we talk of a realm, we normally mean a castle, a house, etc. In this particular instance, we're going to look at an entire town. And unlike some of our more recent episodes of Dark Realms, we're not going to take a visit to a place that you won't have heard of. Because today, we're heading to the US. Namely, to a very sunny, very well-visited place that you probably know best for Disneyland. That's right, we're going to Florida, namely to a town called St. Augustine. And please do forgive me if there's a pronunciation difference here and it's known as Augustine or similar. I went to a secondary school called St. Augustine, and that's just how we pronounce it here in the UK, so therefore how I'll pronounce it for this episode. But far from the joys and delights you may well see at Disneyland, today when we go to St. Augustine, we're going to experience something that you really wouldn't want as your vacation. But before we do so, a quick reminder, we are giving away a free week on our Patreon at our highest tier, which allows you to get everything on the main feed, ad-free, and before everyone else, as well as full access to our back catalogue of Dark Bites episodes, each 30 minutes in length, and around 130 hours worth for you to binge. Either click the link in the show notes or go directly to patreon.com/thedarkparanormal. But right now, let's jump into what is quickly becoming one of my favourite shows that I do, because it's very rare that I get the time to write something about a terrifying or haunted place. I normally, of course, read out your experiences, which is magnificent, of course. But I tend to take a lot more time doing these much shorter episodes due to the research, etc., and trying to make it sound as terrifying as it genuinely is. And in this dark realm, it genuinely is. So join me as we step foot in the dark realm of St. Augustine, Florida. St. Augustine is often called America's most ancient city. Founded in 1565 by Spanish conquistadors, it has over four centuries of turbulent history. From its earliest days, this city was baptized in blood. Spanish founder Pedro Menéndez de Avilés infamously massacred a nearby French colony of Huguenots in 1565, hanging their bodies from trees with a sign that read, "Not as Frenchmen, but as heretics," after taking Fort Caroline. From conflicts to pirate raids and sieges, the settlement was ravaged. Native American peoples like the Timucua and the Seminole met tragic fates. Many perished simply from imprisonment or even war. One Seminole leader was even beheaded post-mortem as a macabre souvenir for the local doctor. With such a legacy of violence, it's little wonder St. Augustine is said to be teeming with restless spirits. Locals say you just need to throw a stone in any direction and it will hit somewhere haunted. Be it an old jail, a lighthouse, a fort, a cemetery, or a tavern. Here we delve into three of St. Augustine's most terrifying paranormal legends and experiences, each rooted in tragedy and guaranteed to send a chill down your spine. And the very first thing we will step foot into is St. Augustine Lighthouse, the ghosts of the keeper and the lost children. The imposing black and white striped St. Augustine Lighthouse has guided sailors since the 1800s, but it's also notorious as one of America's most haunted lighthouses. The current tower, built in 1874, replaced an older Spanish watchtower from the 1600s. Tragedy struck this lighthouse multiple times. In the 1850s, head keeper Joseph Andreu fell to his death from the top whilst painting the tower. It said his widow was the next keeper and would often smell his cigar smoke lingering in empty rooms. Years later, during the lighthouse's construction period, an awful accident claimed the lives of two young girls, the daughters of Hezekiah Pitti, the construction foreman. The girls were playing in a handcart on rails when it broke loose, and it plunged into the water, drowning the Pitti sisters and a young friend of theirs who was with them. These horrific events, locals believe, imprinted themselves on the lighthouse, with it seeing an unusual amount of paranormal activity. Visitors often hear disembodied footsteps climbing the 219 steps when no one else is around. They hear the sound of children's laughter echoing in the stairwell. Some have even spotted the apparition of a man in an old-fashioned lighthouse keeper's uniform standing above the tower's gallery deck, only for him to disappear into thin air. In 2006, paranormal investigators even caught a ghostly figure on video, believed to be the long-dead spirit of that keeper still dutifully watching over the light. But the most poignant and arguably the most terrifying spirits are those of the Pitti children. As mentioned, people hear them playing throughout the building when no one else is around. Some have even glimpsed a small shadowy figure darting from corner to corner as if playing hide and seek. One witness on a ghost tour described a personal chilling encounter. As an architecture lover, I managed to get into the building alone and I was really enjoying walking around when I felt somebody run up behind me. It sounded like a child, and I turned round with a smile, fully expecting to find one, but was only met with a breeze. For me, lighthouses are one of those places where it's really hard to imagine a more goosebump-inducing place. That winding staircase, being all alone around midnight. Every creak possibly a ghost or a figment of your imagination. Or a child walking just behind you in the darkness. We thankfully now leave that lighthouse, but this being Dark Realms, we're not heading to Disneyland. We're heading to the old jail. On the north edge of town stands St. Augustine's old jail, a cheerfully pink Victorian-style building that once held a much darker purpose. Built in 1891 by Henry Flagler, the old jail was actually designed to look charming on the outside. But inside, it was nothing short of a hellhole. For over 60 years, it housed the country's most dangerous criminals in brutal conditions. Inmates would be crammed into airless cells, no glass, no windows, and no plumbing or sanitation. Only a single bucket for a toilet. They rarely bathed, vermin infested their mattresses, diseases ran rampant, beatings and torture were commonplace, and a suspiciously high percentage of inmates never finished their sentence, irrelevant of length. Executions were carried out just outside in the yard. 8 men were hanged on the jail's gallows over the years. And whether Henry Flagler or... And whether the architect Henry Flagler had some deep-rooted Schadenfreude, we don't know, but what we do know is that the sheriff's family house was attached to those miseries, literally adjoining that very jail, with rooms that would look over and into that very yard where men were hung. It's without a shadow of a doubt that the sheriff's wife and children would hear the screams and cries of those suffering in misery through the walls. Given such a sordid history of suffering, it's no surprise the old jail gained a reputation as an epicenter of paranormal activity, and it more than lives up to it. Those who visited the old jail museum today still come away with hair-raising stories. Both staff and guests report the sound of heavy footsteps, thumping across empty corridors at night, as if unseen prisoners are still trudging in shackles. Many have encountered foul, mysterious smells that seemingly seep out of nowhere, a rank odor of sewage or decaying filth that no amount of cleaning can erase. Loud wails and anguished moans are unsurprisingly still heard today. But what's terrifying to me anyway, is sometimes they can be heard a dastardly, maniacal laugh, ringing out from what used to be the women's ward, cackling at startled visitors. People have claimed an invisible hand suddenly brushes their shoulder or tugs their hair in broad daylight. One guy tells the story of a rough skeptic who entered the maximum security cell and ran out pale-faced, swearing he heard a gravelly voice whisper, "Get out," right behind him. But perhaps the most dramatic encounter was shared by a former visitor who peeked into the jail window as a child. He's quoted as saying, "In one window the room looked like a jail cell. There was a guy laying on his side on a cot with his back facing us. He had his shirt off and his back looked like it had whip marks. There was another dude at the entrance of the cell that looked like he was dressed as a sheriff. At first, we assumed these were like lifelike dummies or similar. But after playing in the courtyard, we returned and the figures had suddenly vanished." What's terrifying about this tale is at that point, even as a child, the jail was no longer a working jail. And even in its form as a museum, there is no dummy with whip marks on its back, laid on a bed. With its phantom chains rattling, footsteps being heard thumping across corridors, unseen inmates sobbing, and even the long-dead sheriff said to prowl with a domineering presence, the old jail of St. Augustine has certainly earned its reputation as one of the most darkest haunts in St. Augustine.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And we end our tour of Florida's St. Augustine with a look at Castillo de San Marco and the legend of the entombed lovers. St. Augustine's bayfront stone fortress, the Castillo de San Marco, has stood guard since 1672, and it's seen more than its fair share of bloodshed and betrayal. By design, the Castillo was an impregnable stronghold. Its coquina shell walls have infamously withstood every cannon shot ever laid siege to it, and it served variously as a Spanish, British and American military fort. It also doubled as a prison, as these places often do, housing hundreds of Native American captives during the 19th century. One Seminole chief, Osceola. Was imprisoned here in 1837 before his head was gruesomely severed post-mortem by the doctor to keep as a trinket. With such a violent history, the Castillo is overflowing with ghost stories. Visitors often report seeing soldiers' apparitions pacing the ramparts. They feel icy hands touch them in the dungeon tunnels. But the most famous and bone-chilling legend of the fort is the tale of Dolores Martin, sometimes known as the Woman in White. Her story is one of passion, murder, and a terrifying secret, sealed within the Castillo's walls. According to the legend, around 1784, the fort's commander, Colonel Garcia Marti, arrived at St. Augustine with his beautiful young wife, Dolores. But the colonel was a harsh, older man, often absent attending to his duties, and Dolores grew lonely. She found comfort in the attention of Captain Manuel Albila, her husband's handsome aide. The two began a secretive love affair, stealing moments together in shadowy corners of the Castillo. Eventually, Colonel Marti became suspicious, and one day, he sniffed a familiar sweet perfume on Captain Abila's uniform, and he realized with rage that it was his wife's scent clinging to his aide. The colonel decided to exact a brutal revenge. Shortly thereafter, Dolores and Manuel vanished without a trace. The colonel told everyone that Dolores fell ill and was sent away to Spain, and that the captain had been reassigned to Cuba. But few believed him. But in that age, no one dared challenge a powerful colonel. Decades later, however, there was a chilling discovery, supposedly unmasking the truth. According to local lore, an explorer began tapping on a wall in the fort and heard a hollow sound. Removing some stones, he found a hidden chamber, and inside, the skeletal remains of two people chained to the wall, rusty iron shackles still clinging to their bones, apparently the final resting place of Dolores and Manuel. Entombed alive and left to slowly starve and contemplate or even discuss their deathly fate. The phantoms of both figures have been seen around the Castillo. Many believe that Dolores' restless spirit forever will wander the Castillo in her elegant white dress. On some occasions, witnesses have even seen a luminous lady in white gliding along the ramparts, eyes sad and searching, as if looking for someone. Others claim they see a young man in 18th century uniform appearing at the same place, but gazing out over the water with a look of forlorn sadness. The tale of Dolores and Manuel gives the Castillo de San Marco a uniquely tragic notoriety, a romance literally bricked up within its walls. Now, whether fact or folklore, the legend of the entombed lovers has persisted for generations, reminding all who hear it that St. Augustine's old fort is not only guarded by cannons, but perhaps by the undying love and vengeance of its ghostly inhabitants. A big thank you to each and every one of you for joining me here in St. Augustine for today's Dark Realm. Don't forget, if you'd like to suggest a Dark Realm, simply email us, contact@thedarkparanormal.com. And for your submissions for experiences, either click the link in the show notes or go direct to thedarkparanormal.com and click Submit My Experience. But until next time, stay safe and take care.